Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Betsy Bowman, General Manager for the Literacy Program at Benetech. Benetech, of course, probably most well known for the Bookshare service. And we have several new things that she'd like to show us here today at ATI Orlando. Welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Probably the most talked about news of the week from Bookshare is the new forthcoming app for the iPhone, iPod Touch for reading Bookshare titles. So why don't you go ahead and start off, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's called Read to Go, and it's Read, R-E-A-D, the number two, Go. Mm-hmm. Read to Go is great. It uses our API that I'll talk about in a little while for you tech fans out there. But what that basically means is it has a great direct connection to Bookshare. So we've developed this in conjunction with Shinano Kenshi, who most of you may know more about producing PlexStore products, like the PlexTalk Pocket. And they've been a fabulous partner to work with getting this thing off the ground and going. So I'll tell you a little bit about it and try to see if we can have you hear a little bit of it as we go through.
Sure.
So with Read2Go, it works, as JJ said, on the iPod Touch, the iPhone, and, of course, the iPad. And it's designed to use VoiceOver for, of course, all of your navigation around the device. And we've included two a cappella voices that actually read the books, which is really exciting. So for those of you who already download our friend Heather, for example, from the Bookshare site to read with Read Out Loud or Victor Readersoft, you'll be very familiar with it.
Sure.
So why don't we jump in briefly into Read to Go. So one of the things that's great is we've really made it simple. So there's a bookshelf. And bookshelf is the place you find all your books, so you don't have to wonder, gee, where did I put those books? They go straight into a bookshelf.
Sure.
It's alphabetized, all that good stuff. And you, I do not have all the voiceover commands on, but
free to learn.
So I just navigated down to Free to Learn, a book by Hal Plotkin in the Department of Education.
That's actually using the a cappella voice.
Yeah.
It appears there.
Exactly. And if I had VoiceOver on, it would be going through all of the buttons that I would highlight over,
gotcha.
But you'll still hear it on here.
Okay.
So I'm going to hit Read.
Read Start. Bookshelf. After Massachusetts Institute of Technology President Charles Vest announced that MIT would establish a groundbreaking and unprecedented.
So that gives you a little hint of Heather reading, and like most really good tools, it has the ability to control the rate of the voice.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose a couple of voices. For those of you who are looking at it, it also does word by word highlighting along with the speech, and you can absolutely enlarge the font up to 70 point, which
is really
cool.
Can you navigate like by word or by character, things like that? Or
you can navigate by section right now, and you can it does include on the word side of it, I shouldn't forget, it includes our Bookshare full text search, so you can actually search for books by word, but you can't navigate word by word right now.
Okay.
But we're looking to get this out there and really get lots of feedback. So we want everybody to give it a try. It's not in the App Store quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
It does have to go through the Apple approval process, as many of you are aware. And once that's out there, we will let everybody know when it's available.
Sure. So it ties in. Not only can it read books, you can also download books. We're not going to demonstrate that here because the Wi-Fi is just not the greatest.
Yeah, well, and that's one of the coolest things is you can be truly anywhere, and as long as you have Wi-Fi or if you have a device that's on a 3G or 4G connection, you get your book, and it's really simple to just hit download and play.
And not only books, you could use it in the morning and download your the new newspaper for the day.
Absolutely. We've made sure that the periodicals function works really well with our NFB Newsline periodicals. So you can do your updates really easily. You can look for dates. You can look for different editions. It's really fabulous.
Sure. The bookshelf, I'm assuming it's just limited by the memory of your phone as far as how much you could...
You got it.
Right. In the download process, it downloads it and unzips it. And does it basically authenticate by your account if you purchase the app you put in like your books, your username and password? Or
it does. The app is smart enough that when you first load it up, it asks you if you want to go ahead and set up all your info, and that's also where you can set other settings that you just think you're not going to change. Mm-hmm. We make it pretty easy. At the bottom of each page, there's an ability to jump into a menu, so if you're reading and you want to search, or you're searching and you want to jump to your bookshelf, that's all really easy to do, as well as go in and change your settings. You can also set bookmarks as you go. But, yeah, the whole unzip process, it really sort of does kind of automatically in the background, so you don't have to worry about it.
Sure. How much does the app cost?
So the app will go for $19.99.
Right. And I don't, you know, well, people talk about the cost of everything. I think much of that probably comes from the licensing of the a cappella voices, or, I mean, giving it a little better sound than just if you were to use the voiceover voice for reading books, which isn't probably the clearest voice ever. You definitely have an improvement.
Yeah, well, that was one of the things we've heard for a long time, and one of the reasons we've been working with a cappella for a couple of years now is because people really do like those voices, and that is part of the cost. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, whenever you're developing products and working with commercial companies, there's some cost in there you have to bear, and Apple takes its little chunk as well, of course.
Oh, sure. Definitely. So when do you anticipate this being released?
We don't get really great info from Apple on when that will be exactly.
You have submitted
it. It's just about to go into submission. We're still doing some final testing. Uh-huh. But, you know, we're hoping within the next month. We're definitely saying sometime in this quarter. I don't see any issue with that.
Okay. You know, any plans to develop for other phone platforms, mobile platforms? Or?
Actually, that's a fabulous question. We are in process right now of working on an Android project.
Okay.
So our goal is really to make sure that people can read Bookshare books when, where, and how they want to read them. So, you know, that's
sure.
The key. So Android is absolutely on our roadmap, and we'll look to do that as an open source and free product.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. There's several other things going on at Bookshare, and this might have been the one that we're talking about. There's several announcements and things that came out this week and over the last couple months. One involving an API, for those of you who might not know, is an application programming interface. For those who wish to tie into Bookshare for developers, I'll let you take it from there and explain a little bit what that means.
Yeah, it's actually what we used to make this this Read2Go application that we just heard a little bit of so seamless. And the API allows a developer, if you're whether it's an AT provider or it's somebody who has say a library of their own that they want to be able to let people do a Bookshare search, and if you're a Bookshare member, be able to download right through mm-hmm. your own library or device. So we're really opening up that API. It's been open for a while, but we've sort of been kind of handing it out onesie twosie with
right.
when people sign in. We've now launched this as part of our brand new developer portal. And the developer portal is cool because we'll have other projects out there. So, you know, Bookshare has a long history of working with great volunteers. That's mm-hmm. how we started, and we still do lots and lots of our books with volunteers.
Right.
And any of you listening out there, I just want to say thank you again for all the work that you do. We appreciate every bit of it. And we get more and more people saying they want to volunteer maybe with some technical background. Maybe they're a programmer and they want to mm-hmm. play around. So we want to make this developer portal a place people can go and both work with the API, but other things that we'll put up there, including some opportunities for people who want to just do something cool.
Sure. So the API, is it basically free for developers to...
Absolutely.
Within, obviously, the terms of service or whatever, you know, however it's set up, but...
Yeah, absolutely. And really, we've got it in the portal now just so that we can better manage who's using it. Do they need help? Do they
right.
have a question?
So as long as you're using it, as long as you're not using it to distribute books to the world without license or anything, you know, you can basically have reign of it.
Yeah, the good news is it won't really let you do that. I mean, it is designed so that someone still has to authenticate
sure.
As a Bookshare member to use it. And that's, again, that's one of the powerful things about it. It kind of takes care of all the other pieces in the back end, so it's quite easy to develop
right.
with. And we're talking here at ATIA to lots and lots of AT vendors about more work that
right.
we can do on that.
Sure. But as far as your simple search and lookup abilities, anybody could tap into that? And
absolutely. Yeah, one of our goals is for more people that need accessible books to be able to read them, so mm-hmm. finding them is the first step.
Sure, absolutely. There's more to Benetech than just Bookshare, and your title kind of indicates that. And you were telling me a little before the interview about a couple other projects that you have going on, one involving diagrams, which definitely sounded pretty interesting to me. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the other things and projects that are going on?
I will. Actually, one other thing we announced here before we jump out of Bookshare is we have a brand new version of Read Out Loud Bookshare Edition now up on the site. So for those of you who want an upgrade, a new version, check it out, especially for you Snow Leopard users that we've been hearing from.
Is this more for the learning disabled community, right?
It is. It's mostly targeted at the learning disabled community, but, you know, I hear a lot of different people who want to play with it and use it.
Right.
So just another good thing that we're announcing so that we cover the bases. Let's talk about the Diagram Center. Diagram Center, much like with Bookshare, we have Bookshare for Education funded by the Office of Special Education Programs at the Department of Ed. We also got funded last year to do a project called Diagram, which is Digital Image and Graphic Resources for Accessible Materials. We have to have an acronym, but, you know, it spells out
Diagram.
You made
one for Diagram.
So,
that's awesome.
That's perfect. And Diagram, of course, is descriptive because what it's about, this is an R&D project. This isn't a service like Bookshare. This is working with people all across the field, trying to make tools, standards, practices, guidelines, both on the production side of accessible images and graphics and on the user side of accessible image and graphics. So that is everything from let's work with assistive technology reader vendors to make sure that their tools handle image descriptions appropriately. And let's make sure on the production end that there are good tools and standards so that image descriptions, tactile graphics, all those things are covered really well. And so this is focused, because it's out of the Department of Ed, on education, but of course it's going to benefit everybody down the line. And to give you an example of some of the kind of things we're doing there, our two partners in this are the DAISY Consortium. So George Kirscher is one of our partners, as is NCAM, the National Center for Accessible Media at WGBH in Boston.
Okay.
You guys may know them for doing, they're taking part in a study about effective STEM image descriptions. They're also the people who are experts on closed captioning, and they're working on video description. So great partners to work with. I feel really lucky to have such smart people to be able to work with on this project. And then we've pulled in an advisory group and some working groups of some of the main experts in these fields to try to say, what can we do to move this whole field forward? So we've been working on new standards. So working actively with George and DAISY and EPUB and HTML5 standards so that we make sure that we have all of the different hooks that are needed so that people can put accessible images and graphics into books and other media. Some of the other stuff we're working on, for example, on the Benetech side is looking at how we can crowdsource image descriptions. So for people out there, say you got a bunch of college students who are biology experts and we have biology textbooks either in Bookshare or somewhere else, we want to make it easy for people to be able to add their expertise and add image descriptions to books after the fact, and of course work with publishers and others about getting them in from the get-go. So, and kind of a third prong that NCAM is leading that you all might want to check out is we've already posted on diagramcenter.org under research and development a set of product matrices. We've been first thing you got to know before you can figure out what to do next is figure out the state of the union, so to speak. So we've gone out there and under NCAM's leadership, we've looked at bunches of products that are out on the market today and given a whole listing of how do they handle graphics, do they handle graphics and pictures, how do they let you have access to image descriptions as it is today. Same with production tools. But what that's also becoming is really just kind of a neat reference of different AT that's out there. We include prices, we've been looking at RFBND as well as Bookshare books to see what it's compatible with, and really trying to get a good view of what is the state of the market today, and then where do we go from here.
Sure, definitely. I know that image description, that's definitely been an issue, especially in college textbooks for, you know, since the dawn of textbooks, basically.
Yeah.
And so really nice to see some progress being made there.
And at diagramcenter.org, we're also really looking for everybody to participate that has something to add. And so we're setting up more and more discussion groups and things like that. So if you have an interest in this area or any expertise out there, you know, definitely jump in and take a look and let's start some
more.
So
you're looking for user feedback for sure, like maybe people have taken classes or how would they like?
Sure, everything from user feedback to, hey, I've got an idea, or gosh, if we could only have a way that tools did X, that would be great. You know, any sort of input, and you know, let's make it a public discussion.
Sure. One more to talk about. You mentioned a thing about Route 66.
Yeah, this is when you said a little earlier that you know my title has literacy program in it.
Right.
Because we are working beyond purely the Bookshare and even Diagram world. For a number of years, we've had a demo out there of something called Route 66. It's Route66Literacy.org.
Mm-hmm.
And Route 66 is really much more of a tool around learning to read. So it's targeted at adolescent and adult beginning readers.
Gotcha.
It's great for people with developmental disabilities. And we've developed it in conjunction with Dr. Karen Erickson at UNC Chapel Hill out in North Carolina. And Karen is a more and more renowned expert in this area. And so basically we've taken Benetech's technology and Karen's amazing research and pedagogical work and put them together into a tool. And the basic gist is a teacher, a parent, a volunteer, a friend who is literate can sit with a learner and walk through reading as well as writing exercises that are really neat in the fact that the content is instead of C-spot run, because we want to make it interesting for older learners. It's about things like weather and animals and sports, and yet it's at a reading level that's a beginning reading level and has lots of great suggestions in there for the person who's assisting the learner to be able to say, ah, hey, you know, this word begins with R. Is there another word that begins with R? And you can go through a lot of exercises, and it's really a fantastic tool. The people over the last little while, a couple of years actually, who've been using the demo just rave about it. So for those in the field, it's really fantastic, and we're announcing here really the full launch of Route 66, and it's... You can try it free for 45 days, and then there's a yearly subscription after that. And it's generating a lot of buzz around here at ATIA.
Sure, especially. Is there anything else that there's so many press releases and things going on? I'll make sure I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, no, I think we've hit the main four things that we're announcing here this week. Of course, we're always working on new things. I would suggest everybody... stay tuned to the Bookshare blog.
Sure.
Somewhere in the next few weeks, once I get back home and out of trade show mode, I'll do a little bit of a looking ahead out there to give some more ideas about some of the new things to expect in 2011.
Sure, and especially with the developer portal, I mean, who knows, quite a few things could be developed by others, perhaps even increase the functionality further.
Yeah, it's great. And there are some really neat other groups out there. I was in India last fall for the DAISY board meeting, so I'm on the board of the DAISY Consortium, and met with a wonderful group of people who are doing their own sort of development sandbox with a kind of a let's try to find new and interesting tools that could be out there. So, you know, I want them to link up to our developer portal as well and sort of have two sandboxes, and that's run by the people who started Braille Without Borders.
Sure. If you want to, for people who want to get more information about Bookshare or Benetech, what's the best way to do that?
For Benetech, our website is benetech.org, BENETECH.org, and Bookshare is bookshare.org, and from bookshare.org you can link to pretty much all the things we've been talking about.
Sure. Well, Betsy, thank you so much for stopping by.
You're welcome. This is great fun. Good to see you again.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.